Good morning. It's Carl, and this is Behavior Gap Radio. I've been thinking about why. Like, why is money so endlessly fascinating to me? And particularly, why is it fascinating to me within the frame of the wisdom traditions? Like, philosophically, why is it important to me? If I care, what I really care about is humans. I don't really care about money. That's something I say all the time. I don't really care about money. I care about humans. If I care about humans, why is money so fascinating? And I think it's because it's often, I'm going to use the word interface here, but it's like money is where the rubber meets the road in terms of how we express our values. And it's also, money's also like the, and I'm using my fingers right now as if it's like a, like literally like a tire meeting the road, that like little interface right there where the rubber touches the road is really fascinating to me. And as it relates to money, and I think a lot of our trauma, like I think money might be the interface between us and a lot of our trauma. And what I mean by that is trauma is so often around feeling safe. You know, whether I feel safe, do I feel of value? Do I feel like I have value? Notice the language there, value, right? How about this one? How do I feel about my own self-worth? What's my worth? What's my value? What's my worth? What am I worth in the world? Well, a lot of those questions generate the experiences we've had around those questions, whether we feel safe, stress, post-traumatic stress. When I have a traumatic experience, and often our trauma, money can be a traumatic experience. There wasn't enough of it. There was too much of it. I had this argument. There was this fight. I'm in a legal battle. I've got an estranged relationship. So much of that is around money. That's why I care. And I think it feels to me like there's a rift, a divide. And until we get this interface, until we heal this interface as a individually and as families and as community, until we sort out what money means to us in a healthy way. And the problem is that's interdependent with other people, right? Like, we can get really healthy on it for ourselves, but if the people around us and that extension, right? Like the ever outward extending circle of neighbors, if that isn't healed, it will never be whole, right? There's so much there. Because if I work on my relationship with money and I feel like I got to a healthy spot, but I'm not, it's not a spot in which there's a interdependent relationship with the other people around me in the world, then I have things like I need to protect it from other people. It's a resource that I need to guard against. And then we're right back at the lack of safety and trauma. That's why I care so deeply about this work. Cheers, my friends.